Okay, and welcome back. Let's go to Colorado, to Crestone Baca, which I still think might have been something quite extraordinary, but I think a decision was made to just kind of let it slide for the time being. Maybe I'm wrong, but let's find out from the man who could be mayor if he wanted to run, Professor Eric Carlstrom. He's too smart to do that. Hello, Eric.
Well, thank you, Jeff. That's an ironic statement, and good to be with you. Yeah, Crestone Baca is my residence in Colorado. It's quite beautiful this year at the base of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. Crestone has about 1,600 people, still very small, an old mining town, which happens to sit right next to the San Luis Valley, under which is one of the largest freshwater aquifers in North America.
Liquid gold.
Absolutely, estimated to be worth trillions of dollars annually if it could be pumped over to Denver, which is what Marie Strong wanted to do. Marie Strong being the, the savior of the planet, the Captain Earth's savior, robber baron, hypocrite who wears so many hats. But he was kind of aced out of that. So. The aquifer sits there in 13,000 feet of alluvial sediments. It's full of water. The upper 2,000 feet are potable and worth a lot of money if they can be brought to sail in some big city. But anyway, yeah, I don't think they'll be asking me to run for mayor.
Probably not. They do have a mayor there, don't they? I think I read they do.
Yeah, the city mothers in Crestone always have female leaders. This is the home of Gaia, the Earth Mother Goddess. That was the whole point of the Gaia mm-hmm. Earth Mother religion, which is what the Rio Earth Summit the New World religions supposed to all be about is worship of the female deity. And we've had various females come and claim that role.
Right.
God incarnate. So it's a very interesting place, and I have spent since 2011, as you know, and your steady listeners would know, writing a series of articles, Is Crestone Baca, Colorado, the Vatican City of the New World Order, an expose of the New World Religion? And we've been kind of going through some of the high points of that, and I appreciate that. I have worked a lot on this and learned a tremendous amount after retiring from 30 years of being a traditional physical geography professor. I've really kind of turned into a reporter. And I started this series in 2011. It's on my 911nwo.com website under New World Religion ? And many of these articles are under the column that has my name on it in your website on the left side of your homepage.
Columnist section over there. Look for Carlstrom.
Yeah, we were talking about part four, which is the Jewish controllers and their destructive mission. So I wrote this about 2011, and it was a time when I had just retired at the age of 62, and still had plenty of energy for research. And with the available resources online, I was able to do a lot of this research from my home on the computer. Mm-hmm. And I learned so much, and one topic would lead to the next, to the next, to the next. And now it's more or less complete with 13 parts and 256 appendices. I still keep adding to it.
It's quite a treasury of information. It really is.
All of my five websites are really, four of them are digital libraries of information for the American people, we really have to know what's going on. And after I retired, I really had the chance to try to find out what was going on. So this has been my preoccupation. Now, as we have also, another main theme we've talked about is the targeted individual program. And of course, I'm very interested in that since I became aware that I was being targeted in 2013. And, about 2 years after I started this process, and about a year and a half after I wrote this article, skeptical about the Jewish controllers and their destructive mission. So one can speculate that there are many ways to get on the, well, they call it the terrorist screening database with the Department of Homeland Security. Anybody can be nominated by anybody, and there's no due process. There's no need to prove anything. You get nominated. You get put on a list with the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, and then your local police will oversee the stalking, organized stalking, electronic harassment of the individuals who are blacklisted. And as it turns out, Jews have a tremendous stake in and say in in this whole process. If we look at it top to bottom, we see that the Department of Homeland Security, founded right after 9/11 in 2002, was started really by Marcus Wolf, who was head of the East German communist Stasi, and a Jew, of course, and another guy from the KGB from Russia. So we had these communist Jews. Oh, by the way, Stephen Wise said, some call it communism, I call it Judaism. Same thing. Zionism, Judaism, communism, same thing. So we have imported the Stasi secret police state and the gang stalkers out there who are really overseen by our local sheriffs. I don't think there's a clean lawman in this country. I think they're all in on it. They're all in on the take. They get federal money. They go to Israel to be trained in the.
Isn't that really disgusting? That should disgust everyone.
They learn to treat Americans like the Israelis are treating the Palestinians. Of course, now it's ramped up a thousandfold. But the idea of treating your own citizens as enemy, there's so much crime because the cops are going after me. I mean, I see them all the time, Jeff. The special operations forces are going after me. I see them. They're intimidating me. They're trying to, it's psychological warfare and electronic warfare. Psychotronic terrorism was what it is. But anyway, so going back to kind of the setting the stage for this, I think you and Gerald set the stage marvelously when you played that little excerpt of a speech by John F. Kennedy on peace. Now, I would like to slightly move sideways a little bit, and have you heard the song by Bob Dylan, real name Robert Zimmerman, a Jew, called Murder Most Foul?
Oh, I don't remember. Too long ago.
Well, it's a recent song, and, you know, he's got that gravelly voice, this man who says he sold his soul to Satan, on a interview with Ed Bradley. And
Eric is not joking. It is. You can find it online. He said he made a deal with the big man, the man.
Yeah.
And yeah, Bradley says, what big man? He said, the big man. He made a deal with Satan. Yeah.
Right. To get where he was. And so he's holding up his end of the bargain. You see, it's the same old bargain that these guys, these are Satanists. We call them Jews, but as Douglas Reed, who wrote The Controversy of Zion, said, Judaism is the worship of Moloch. That's Satan. Okay, so here's excerpts from this 30-minute song. I recommend anybody listen to it. I've got a post on it that highlights this stuff. It says, President Kennedy was riding high, a good day to be living and a good day to die. Being led to the slaughter like a sacrificial lamb. Say, wait a minute, boys, do you know who I am? And then I say, answer, Satan and or his kids, the synagogue of Satan.
I remember the lyrics now, vaguely, I do.
We're going to kill you with hatred and without any respect. That is the spirit of gang stalking, believe me. We'll mock you and shock you. We'll grin in your face. We've already got someone here to take your place. Lyndon Baines Johnson, a Jew. The day they blew out the brains of the king, thousands were watching, no one saw a thing. We ask no quarter, no quarter do we give. We're right down the street from the street where you live. Should I read that again? We ask no quarter, no quarter do we give. We're right down the street from the street where you live. In other words, this nation within a nation, this fifth column group of enemies, has so infiltrated our nation, every city, and it's a zero-sum game. It's a war to the death. This is what Americans don't understand. You know, whereas Henry Kissinger said, this is what this really is a war between Jews and non-Jews. That's a half-truth as usual. Half-truth can be worse than a lie, because a half-truth in this case is the Jews are waging constant war against the Gentiles, the non-Jews, and the Gentiles usually don't even know it, you know. So we ask no quarter, no quarter do we give. We're right down the street from the street where you live. Those are our enemies, not Russia and China. They mutilated his body and took out his brain. What more could they do? They piled on the pain. It's vile and deceitful. It's cruel and it's mean. Ugliest thing that you ever have seen. It was mass trauma-based mind control. I was 14 years old at the time. They killed him once. They killed him twice. Killed him like a human sacrifice. Yeah. The day that they killed him, someone said to me, son, the age of the Antichrist has just begun. Was a hard act to follow, second to none. They killed him on the altar of the rising sun. Okay, that's by the poet laureate of the 1960s. He wrote so many great songs and enjoyed so much fame. But I thought it would be worth mentioning, since you already brought up the great President John F. Kennedy. And here, you know, most of us know that CIA and the military were highly involved in this assassination, as was, you know, other elements of the government. But here is a Jew claiming responsibility. Now, terrorism is political violence for political ends. And it's standard practice for terrorist groups to claim credit for their terrorist acts. This is coming from Baal Ahmed in his book, Confrontations with Empire. And so here's Bob Dylan claiming credit on behalf of the Jewish collective for the murder most foul of President John F. Kennedy. And Masons certainly were, you know, right in there with them, as Jews and Masons always together. So he's actually describing this murder most foul as heralding the beginning of the age of the Antichrist. Jews are the people of the Antichrist people. That is to say, the age, the Jewish collective, the synagogue of Satan, the Antichrist people, overthrows Western Christian civilization through murder, stealth, sabotage, thievery, subterfuge, and all other manner of criminal activities. Why? In order to bring in their new Jewish world order, also known as Jewish utopia, or Tikkun Olam in Hebrew, which means reimagining the earth or reimagining the world, also known as the Antichrist kingdom. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? I mean, why?
Painfully obvious, blatantly obvious, searingly obvious. Yes, totally.
I mean, my God, why can't Americans recognize this? I guess some are now.
So I'll tell you one of the reasons. You got 50 million, give or take, Christian American Zionists. They're running interference and obfuscation for a lot of this. I believe that.
You're absolutely right. When you talk about the synagogue of Satan, which, of course, the Bible talks about, it's not only Jews. It's Masons, which Jews make up the higher degrees in Masonry and took it over, really, in the Council of Wilhelmsbad in 1782 in Wilhelmsbad, and got the higher degrees in Masonry and went underground. The Illuminati went underground, infiltrating the already established Masonic secret society. But also, as you say, there's the neoconservative Catholics, and then there's the Zionist evangelicals, who are so deeply brainwashed that, and a lot of this, of course, is coming from the Scofield Bible, which comes from the occult theology of John Nelson Darby, the British occultist who lived in a haunted house when he was a kid in Ireland and stuff. And all of this horse pucky about the nation that blesses Israel will be blessed by God, it comes from the Scofield Notes, which were printed up by this bigamist and criminal Cyrus Scofield from America, who was brought over to Oxford. And then the Oxford Scofield Bible was published in early 1900s and then was gifted to just about every church in America. So they flooded. So, yeah, another thing that Gerald said is, you know, the British invasion now. Well, yeah, Britain, England particularly, is the home of Freemasonry. And so this idea of British Israel is very hard to unpack. But it's all ganged up, you know, the Masons and the Jews. I'll throw it back to you, Jeff.
No, these are all very important points. And I think we have to loop back, circle back, and again acquire the entire target of modern contemporary society and civilization, and compare it to what things were like 50, 60 years ago, which is very discouraging, and understand now that the people, the last people that really remember the late 40s, the 50s, the early 60s, those people are beginning to fade away, certainly becoming marginalized. These younger people under 45s have no idea of what they're missing, have no idea what's taken away from them, and they never will. So what we want to see happen, they don't even understand. They literally don't understand what we're talking about. It's not in their lexicon of life experience. It's not there. So they don't know. I don't know how else to phrase it, but if they're out of the game in that regard and they're not playing and they aren't playing, what hope do we have? It's very difficult to get to. You can't rewind these people and put them through a life and values that we used to understand and take for granted.
Yeah, exactly.
We shouldn't have, but we did.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, to go on this connection between Jewish mob stalking or Jewish gang stalking, which I think is a cultural tradition that goes back at least 2,000 years or more with the Jewish people, not just the Khazarians, but the Jews, even in the time of Jesus, and their Jewish world order, their Tikkun Olam, their Agenda 2030. I mean, this is all the same thing. This is
right.
The post-truth, post-human world.
And Trump, Eric, excuse me. Trump stands there with a straight face and says, I don't know anything about Project 2030. I know nothing about the Rutherford Institute and Project 2030.
Oh, my God.
The lies are endless, nonstop lies, endless.
Yeah, well, okay, so there's, you know, I have done so much research with my gang stalking, mind control, cults.com
yeah.
website.
Yeah.
It's got 2,393 posts, closing in on 2,400 since I've started
wow.
in 2016. And I really think I've zeroed it in on it pretty well. And of course, I've got the testimonies of maybe 1,000 or more targeted individuals from around the world and in America and whatnot.
Right.
And
right.
some of the best testimonies of all, they're going after very smart people a lot of times, like Dr. Ronnie Kilda.
Yes.
In Finland, and who really is kind of my gold standard, and also Mark M. Rich, who wrote Revolutionary New World War, Revolutionary Methods of Political Control, in which he quotes countless military documents. So the military is
uh-huh.
doing this,
uh-huh.
but who's controlling the military?
Right.
Well, here we have some answers from a Canadian artist who was chosen to be blacklisted and stalked to ruin, and I quote him extensively on my website. All of his YouTubes have been taken down. YouTubes in which this fine arts major from the University of Toronto was actually filming his Jewish stalkers, saying, "Okay, now this guy's going behind that corner, and this one's coming out of that door." It's just, I mean, play by play, he understands exactly what's happening. And of course, most TIs never do figure out, because it's such a subtle, clever, ingenious system. But anyway, he says in his testimony, with so many Jews involved with methods of deep psychological torment directed at me for so many years, it is impossible for these methods mm-hmm. not to be culturally Jewish, known by all Jews above a certain age. This culturally Jewish method of profiling and stalking mm-hmm. someone to ruin would have existed yeah. before technology made it easy, perhaps explaining why Jews have been exiled from so many lands, over 1,000 in the last 2,000 years, because they always form a nation within a nation and always try to overthrow it. And mind control is certainly always been one of their main strategies. But also, I think individuals targeting and stalking is a cultural phenomena which is exclusively Jewish. It's also Masonic, They call it White Glove or Silent Dagger, Secret Dagger, Slow Dagger. It's the same thing. Scientology calls it Fair Game. But it's the same thing where you try to destroy an individual by a group harassing, stalking, terrorizing them. So the war on terror now, of course, government is the terrorist. Has been this blank check for all agencies of government to take taxpayer money and go after, wage war against any nation that the elite don't like. I say elite, criminal elite, or any individual that the criminal elite don't like. And often one way to get on this list, of course, is to criticize Zionism or Jewish crimes. And in the end, that's a very important thing that he said, I think. It's a culturally Jewish method of profiling, stalking someone to ruin, would have existed before technology made it easy, perhaps explaining why Jews have been exiled from so many lands. And then at the end of my little compilation here, he says, Jewish stalkers were so intent on always appearing to be a victim in anything I recorded. And he had a camcorder. He was filming this. And those have all been taken down, but I watched them all and recorded or transcribed some of it. They always wanted to appear a victim in anything I recorded. They gave themselves away as my core predators, despite so many government agencies serving as their camouflage. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the concept of government agencies working for their paymasters, who are the Jews, who are paying for it, who are applying to the DHS to get the contracts to go out and stalk to ruin the individuals who have been placed on the lists. And then I also have posts, Jeff, where, this Jewish agency is working with the Department of Homeland Security in, say, Minnesota, and suggesting names that should go on the list. So they're suggesting they helped build the DHS with their communist Stasi KGB superstructure. They get contracts from government, DHS, FBI, DOD, to stalk the people they don't like. They recommend the names of the individuals who should be put on the terrorist list. So the government agencies, DHS, FBI, and this guy from Canada, so he'd say the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and the CIS and whatnot, these are the government agencies that serve as the Jews' camouflage. Now, this is a very important concept that I don't think people have. We think our police, our sheriff, is working for our counties, 3,000 counties or whatever, 3,000 sheriffs. Yeah, they're the last bulwark of defense. Bullshit. They're doing the stalking. They're getting the informants, their informants. They have law enforcement intelligence units. They're getting informants to stalk me. I live in a little town of Crestone, Colorado. I can see him coming. This is a very small town and a beautiful place. I know who's stalking me and who isn't, you know. I can almost look at it like an anthropologist now, you know. It's like,
I would think.
Think. These cops are not our friends, and the military is not our friends, because the military has worked for their paymasters ever since you and I were born, Jeff. And we have all these myths. Thank you for your service. Service to whom? Service to Bechtel? Service to Lockheed
Isn't
Martin?
Isn't that the truth? Service to whom? Wow. We're in so much trouble, Eric. And I don't mean that people should give up, but my God, they've got a lot of learning to do if they want to even become a factor in what's going to happen to us. And I'm not sure they can. I still personally believe that 700 million injections into 80% of 330 million Americans is enough to think that they are just now sitting back, smoking cigars, job well done, and just biding their time watching people die. That's a possibility that cannot be completely ignored.
I think they've done it. I think it's what's happening, you know, and I just spent a lot of time with a particular document that the NASA put together in 2001, which is just right before 9/11. I think part of that whole coordinated effort. I think we have to look at the whole war on terrorism as the substitute for the war on communism, both of which are designed to, you know, conquer the world, you know, basically full spectrum dominance. But the document is called, well, it's called the 2001 NASA War Plan. But the leading author of that is a guy named Dennis M. Bushnell, who's a Jew from New York City. He's an engineer, not a scientist. There's a difference. An engineer is somebody who uses scientific principle. Yeah, to design systems that they can control. And, and there's so many elements of the targeting program, the gang stalking or organized stalking electronic harassment program, that are in this document that I think we need to spend a whole evening on that. I have just put together a post in which I show all the ways in which the technologies that were described in their document are actually strategies and weapons that are used against targeted individuals. So we are in World War III. Governments are trying to kill their own citizens. The war is against the people. And I think that this other stuff, you know, is kind of, yes, it's terrorizing the people for sure. It's keeping us all off balance. But I think that the real war is against the civilian population. And that's where COVID jab or the clot shot, the Depop shot, whatever, and the targeting program come together. And both operations are very much presaged in this document that I've talked about. So the world is not as we are told it is. But Bobby Fischer had it figured out. I've got a great quote. I think I think maybe it bears repeating. Bobby Fischer being supposedly the greatest chess master ever, who I think became grand chess master at, you know, very tender age of 15 or something. He was himself a Jew brought up in New York City by Eastern European Jewish parents. And his competitors were Russian Jews. So he understands Jews very much. He converted to Christianity and they hate him for that. And he says, my basic thesis is that the Jews are a criminal people and the Jews completely control the United States. He would have said this back in the 80s. And the Jews are using the United States as a vehicle to take over the world. What he doesn't say is that the Jews are Satanists who are, you know, wanting to kill just about everybody. He says there is no United States as people think of it. It's just a puppet in the Jews' hands. It's a plaything for the Jews. The U.S. government and American Jewry are virtually interchangeable. Jews are intensely selfish, intolerant, and antisocial, psychopathic, I'd say. They're full of hate, greed, malice. That's the religion. Naturally, other people, i.e. non-Jews, don't like being bulldozed aside, robbed and murdered by the Jews, and will sooner or later resist. That is where the lies and deceit of the Jews come into place. No lie is too big for a Jew. No lie is too small. Jews live by lying and die with coming in contact with the truth. And then he says something
Eric, just for the hell of it, and for those of you out there who are Jewish or identify as being Jewish who are listening, we all understand that we're not talking about 100% of the 17 million on this planet who are Jews. There are some really extraordinary people out there, exceptional people out there, who are raising hell in Israel right now, but you never hear about it. It's all quashed in the controlled government media over there. There's some brave people standing up. And unless they do, for God's sake, don't give up. You know, you're going to go down with the ship. You'll get blamed for all of it. It's not you. We understand that. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, you know, this last little phrase he makes, Bobby Fischer, that is, makes me think he was a targeted individual. He said almost everyone who has been around
me. Oh, he was. I concur. I do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he must have been. He was totally harassed. He looked terrible when he finally died. Almost everyone who has been around me turned out to be a secret agent working for the Jews, working for the CIA.
I remember that quote. How sad. Please go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I remember just flashed right now. Go ahead. Wow.
Yeah, the Jews have planted so many of their Jew agents and CIA rats all around me. So many people, girlfriends, lawyers, almost Everybody turned out to be working for the CIA and the Jews. Unbelievable, but true. I would add, Jeff, I see sheriffs all the time. I see special operations forces. And, you know, the intelligence community, when they retire, they get jobs working with DHS to go in and stalk and harass and do these electronic warfare operations against targeted individuals. Raping old women. Raping old women in their beds with the EEG, heterodyning. They have whole libraries of EEGs that represent the brain waves of sensations and thoughts. Mm-hmm. They can... Mm-hmm. Mind has no firewall. They can put these brain waves into a mind. They can measure the brain waves as they come out of the mind. And so these ladies feel raped. They feel the sensations of rape in their bed electronically. And these scumbags, I mean, I can't think of a, you know, I mean, are these the most despicable cowards and bullies in the world to have the greatest training from our military and special operations?
I totally agree. You're right.
Facilities and then retire, or maybe even while they're working, to go ahead and start using all their skills against unwitting, innocent American individuals, often retirees, often people who always people who can't defend themselves. I mean, think of the annals of warfare. These would be the greatest cowards of all time. That is the world we live in. That's the police we have. That's the military we have. They are waging war against the American people. They're waging war against good people, people who speak out, people who, what's the latest Fort Bragg, U.S. Psychological Operations Group had defined terrorist groups. Mm-hmm. Now, anti-abortion, mm-hmm. right to life and Operation Rescue, pro-life, people who oppose Roe versus Wade. Mm-hmm. Christians, Catholics. I mean, these people are, well, we're in a civil war. The military is, and the CIA and all these agencies are waging controlled, contrived civil war against the people they want to target and remove.
Yes.
And we are in a civil war. It's, and we're in a World War III. So the people who are, you know, watching TV, you know, you might just miss it. You know, you might, it might be over before, you know, you thought it began, you know, but meanwhile, targeted individuals have been around for a long time. Targeting began in the 50s, at least in this country, by government, with, MK Ultra and that sort of mind control operation. And it is ramped up every time the military gets a bigger budget, they get more targets online. To operate their exotic non-lethal weapons, directed energy weapons, neuro weapons, you name it. And it's all detailed in this 2001 document, which is called Future Strategies, Future Warfare, circa 2025. It was written in 2021, but it's circa 2025. We're pretty dang close to 2025, aren't we? But 5 months. Future Strategic Issues, Future Warfare document. It's a PDF. I've gone through it with a fine-tooth comb and found so many elements of the electronic and psychological warfare targeting against individuals that are forecast in this 2001 document. And this, I think, is an example of a government agency, or in this case, 38 military agencies, acting as the camouflage for the controllers of America, which is this, what did Henry Ford say? Corral the wealthiest 50 Jews and wars will stop. You know, so the wealthiest 50 Jews are controlling our NASA and our NATO and our...
Single major nexus or point of power and influence controlled by them. Every major point that influences and controls, it's theirs. They've targeted it, and they do it with money. It's all money. The Goyim have a weakness. They can be bought off easily, most of them.
Absolutely, and this is what's happened to our country, I think. You know, I think when the Boston Globe in 2003 wrote an article that said the Department of Homeland Security wants to have 100 million American informers, Stasi, secret police type gang stalkers working for them. 100 million is close to a third of our nation. And these would be the people that arrived or bought or paid or whatever, you know. And this is really, it's really sickening.
It's horrific. Horrific what's happened and what is happening. And the bottom line on this whole thing, Eric, is that they have successfully, it's a cliche, but they have dumbed down the rank-and-file Americans to the extent that they're a pushover. It's no problem. They are absolutely accepting with no real arguing their fate. I'm sorry to say it. They've been beaten down. They've been broke, made broke. They have been sickened. They are vax injured, many of them. It just goes on. But where's the resistance? There's none.
Well, there hasn't been any. Yeah, we talked last time, Revelo P. Oliver, this professor of classics who knew all these ancient languages, including Hebrew and whatnot, wrote a short book called The Jewish Strategy. His last chapter is called The Doom of the Nations. And he says, when the Jews invade a nation, their first concern is, as prudence demands, to acquire control over the minds of the victims. Well, what you said is, synonymous with them having succeeded, you know, and of course they were behind the MK Ultra thing, the Nazis too. But here's a great
You name it. You name one area, one focal point of mass mind control and power, and they're there every time. Every time.
Yeah, here's a great example of that. Count Kalergi, Coudenhove, 1925. Yeah. We intend to turn Europe into a mixed race of Asians and Negroes ruled over by the Jews.
The Kalergis. Yeah, I know.
Well, we're into this replacement migration thing in America and Europe, in which we have, some say, up to 50 million illegal immigrants in our country now, 50 million, one out of seven. This is the Kalergi plan. And yet you never hear that on the media. Nobody says this is the Kalergi plan. Kalergi was a count from Austria who was Jewish, of course. And he developed this plan to take down Europe and America by mixing the races. And they figured if they could get rid of the white race has given them problems over the years because we can beat them if we get organized. At least history shows that.
I agree.
So, The Jews, and I intend to. I mean, I will never, I mean, what do the Jews say in their Talmud? It says God made the goyim in human form so we won't have to be served by donkeys.
Oh, please. I hadn't heard that quote before.
Racial arrogance and superiority is just off the chart. Yeah. And yet, of course, our DHS says the number one terrorist threat is white supremacists. No, it's Jewish supremacists. The Judaism is the worship of the Jewish male as God, and belief that all other non-Jews are bugs, are insects, are cattle. Call us goyim. And if you read their Talmud, and which is their holiest scripture, which is the teachings of the rabbis, the teachings of men, as Jesus called it, which made the word of God of none effect, which Jesus said, and you read their Kabbalah, which is their system of Babylonian dark black magic, evil, satanic black magic, which you see the little red string around the wrist that, that's what the Kabbalists like to wear. Well, this is what it is. It's a religion based on hatred,
it's a whole life ethos based on hatred. It's so bad, and I'm sorry for anybody who doesn't understand it, but most people don't. I don't know how to get through to them.
I've got several posts on my website which go through the quotes. I've looked for the quotes.
The quotes are critical. Send me a link to the quotes and I'll rerun it. If people will just read the quotes, this is their belief system. This is their ethical belief system.
If you read what the Jews say, you will know. Here's one from a Jewish commissar for public instruction of the Soviet Union, Lunacharsky. He said, "We hate Christianity and Christians. Even the best of them must be looked upon as our worst neighbors. They preach the love of our neighbors and mercy, which is contrary to our principles. Down with the love of our neighbor. What we want is hatred. We must learn how to hate, and it is only then that we shall conquer the world." These guys need to be put, you know, give them a little island, you know, and matches and maybe a sleeping bag and then keep them there, you know, give them a reservation. These people are very, very dangerous. We're in tremendous.
Well, they wanted to give them a very large island, as I think you know. The island was called. Well,
what?
Did you know the story about Madagascar?
Oh yes, yeah, yeah. They had many options, but of course they wanted Palestine because of the biblical home of the Jews.
I get that, and the Khazarian Empire was largely located in Ukraine. Don't forget that either.
Right, and those are the converts to Judaism. They're European, more European looking, but genetically they're more like a mix of Mongols and Turks. And this comes from even Jewish geneticists, DNA experts. But this conspiracy, this satanic conspiracy, and it is a satanic conspiracy to take over the world, just like we talked about last time, the Jesus's parable of the vineyard or the wicked tenants. Here's a quote from 1860, Jew and high mason Cremieux, who founded and was president of l'Alliance Israelite Universelle, the Universal Israelite Alliance. The net which Israel now casts over the terrestrial globe enlarges and extends. Our power is immense. Learn to turn that power to our cause. The day is not far distant when all the riches, all the treasures of the world will become the property of the children of Israel. I mean, these guys make, James Billen, the Bond villain, look like a wimp, you know. These guys are madmen.
That is true.
If you read their writings.
Send me a link to the quotes. I'll put them up again. This is really important.
Yeah, the meaning of history.
Know them by their words. You know them by their words.
What they say. I could spend we could spend the next the rest of this year quoting them, and then people would start to get the idea of how deadly dangerous this group of people is.
And if these people all happen to be Hindus, I would cover it the same way. Facts are facts. If there was that much hate in Hindus and Hinduism, Buddhists, I don't care. Whatever the group, no group should have this much power. Especially with that much evil, come on, permeating it, and it's nuts.
Yeah. Again, so many quotes spanning, 2,000 years. We can go right back to the time of Christ, and we can come up to the present. So it's not like, the CIA, which was formed in 1947, or the Nazis, which formed in 1933. I mean, this group goes, we got historical legs here. And the trajectory of this group, and this story is told in some very excellent books by very competent scholars. So I'm not making this stuff up, and I'm not railing.
None of it.
For the sake of railing, I'm trying to defend this world from a group of people. This is a zero-sum game, Jeff. It's kill or be killed. This group is not going to stop. This group is working for Satan, and Satan's not going to let them stop. So the only thing is, of course, God can intervene at any moment, please. But meanwhile, we're in the gap. We're standing in the gap. And we have to defend the world from these psychopath, predator, pedophiles, because the Talmud sanctions pedophilia. And, I think, this is one of the reasons why they are psychopathics. They're probably so many of them are victims of pedophilia from their rabbis or their parents or whatever. That they in turn then would, victimize the next generation. But let's talk about this racial superiority. Here's what Sam Vaknin said he says, "We are a superior subspecies. We transcend humanity. We are nature's supermen. We deserve the subservience and availability of everyone around us. Luckily, every year, 100 million people are born throughout the world. We have 100 million new choices every year. So this gives you the idea that they're scouting out the genetics, and have been for many generations, of parents, and then probably kind of controlling to some extent the choices that are made for key individuals throughout the culture. This gets into probably human husbandry and sex trafficking and human trafficking. And so, yeah, look, I mean,
look at Big Pharma. Let's look at the COVID Big Pharma issue. Stefan Bancel is the CEO of what? Moderna. Who's the CEO of Pfizer? Big Al Borla. All Jews, all the time. So who's running this? I don't know how anyone could dispute it. But even to point this out, they start screaming anti-Semitism and all the rest of it. It's their trick. And that former minister of education, what the hell's her name? Anyway, we've got the video up. It's a very famous video. Shulamit Aloni, that's what her name is. She said, this anti-Semitism, it's a trick. We use it all the time. If anybody criticizes Israel and the Jews, we call them anti-Semites. So she had, I mean, it's right there. It's obvious. We don't need her to tell us, but it was very courageous of her to be honest. It's a trick. So it is a trick.
Yeah, that was on Amy Goodman. And that's definitely
years ago. It's probably 15, 20 years ago. But she told it all. She did. And bravo to her.
Let me just give you a little quick statistic. And Tex Mars was great at this. He was fearless on this. Jews are 2% of USA and only 0.2% of the world. 66% of Biden's cabinet. 75% of Ivy League presidents. 90% of Hollywood film studio CEOs. An empire of their own. There's a book called that. 83% of the world's richest tech CEOs, 55% of American billionaires, 63% top donors to 2020 presidential campaigns, 90% of all presidential child spouses, interesting, 40% of accounts Elon Musk engages on X, 31% of White House staffers, 75% of NBA team owners, 100% of executive leadership at BlackRock, majority executives at State Street and Vanguard, disproportionately ran the Federal Reserve, disproportionately CEOs at porn companies, disproportionately CEOs at ad agencies, influence 85%+ of all advertising, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you begin to question that 2% figure. I think since Jews do lie all the time, I'd say it's closer to 20, actually. It's got to be in America.
It would almost seem it. I don't have the answer. They would certainly stand to benefit by talking about the numbers being tiny. So they're going to keep them low.
They're terrible numbers. There's obvious. So many times 6 million shows up, you know, where it has absolutely nothing to do with
it. Oh, it started the first time after World War One. It's not new. They love that six. They keep playing it. It's true.
So, we're living in a fantasy.
You need to understand our controllers, Eric. That's all this is about. Understand who's controlling the game.
Be Jew-wise. I'm talking to the Gentiles. I'm talking to the non-Jews. If you would like to keep your country, if you would like to keep your family, if you would like to keep your history, if you'd like to keep your life, be Jew-wise. Figure out how they operate, because that
reject Jewish or any supremacy. Reject black supremacy. Reject white supremacy. Reject Jewish supremacy. Well, we don't need it.
Yeah. Well, Maurice Samuel said in You Gentiles, we Jews, the destroyers, will remain destroyers forever. Nothing that the Gentiles will do will meet our needs and demands. Well, he tells you, don't they tell you? They tell you.
Well, the arrogance is through the roof.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, all I can say is young men in America, who are not Jewish, why don't you stand up for yourself? Why don't you stand up for your family? Why don't you stand up for your girlfriends? Why don't you stand up for your children? Why don't you stand up for God? Why don't you stand up for Jesus Christ? Why don't you stand up for anything and keep these devil people from taking everything?
Right. Thank God we're still able to talk about this, Professor Carlstrom. It may come to a point soon where we won't be able to, but facts are facts. There's no subjectivity here. We're just talking about general facts. And again, read their own words. They don't mince any. They just lay it out there. So, great job, Eric. Thank you for being such an articulate spokesperson for all of those who will never do anything. But at least we can educate them.
And I will certainly send you those posts with the quotes on Judaism and Zionism. So thank you so much, Jeff, for your continued courage and efforts. It's amazing to me that you have been able to hang in so long.
Well, I'm honored. Thank you, Eric, very much. All right, we'll talk soon. You be safe out there.
You too. Good night.
Okay. Professor Eric Carlstrom. Yeah, he's a good one. There's nothing wrong with facts, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing. Be right back in 21 hours. See you then.